What do you call the thing that were you about to do?
I was about to demonstrate, but now I'll just stand up for
it. You gonna take it off or put it on? Anyway, in the rain, or if you want to have something to protect you from the rain, you carry a
umbrella.
Okay. We mentioned these things. What is this here?
That's a quilting frame.
Okay, well, what's the thing?
What
it's
is this?
On the frame. It's
what
oh, the frame. The thing on it is a quilt.
Okay. Were there any other names for quilts or different kinds of quilts?
Well, comforters and bed covers.
Mm-hmm. What's a bed cover?
Just a piece of material that covers the bed, but. If you're thinking of different kind of quilts,
mm-hmm.
there's patchwork or piece quilts.
Kind of what
are also applique quilts.
Mm-hmm. The would a bed cover be the same thing as a bed spread? Would that be the same thing? Or
no, a bed spread is usually the spread that goes on top of all the covers of a bed.
Mm-hmm. Do they have any other name for that?
Oh, counterpane, of course, is the correct name, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All bed spreads.
Did they ever have a name for a bed that was made up on the floor?
Pallet.
Is that a word that you use, or?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. what do you call a real rich black soil around here?
I'd call it a loam.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any word for a sort of low-lying grassland? It's not wet or not underwater, but it's maybe real green.
It's swampy.
Okay. All right. Would you have any other word for that particular spot of land? You say right here is a little.
I can think of a term bog, but that's not necessarily descriptive.
You wouldn't use a term like swale or.
That wasn't a common term around here. I know what you mean by mm-hmm. swale.
What do I mean by swale?
Hmm?
What do you think I mean by swale?
What do what?
What is it? This, what does swale mean?
Swale to me is a means just a kind of a place that you were describing,
mm-hmm.
a low place that's kind of swampy. That's mm-hmm. what we would say is swampy.
Mm-hmm. Would it have water actually standing in it, or would it just...
Probably move? Would, yeah.
You said that wasn't the local term. What was the local term?
Swampy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just describe an area, somebody would say, well, that's a swampy area, mm-hmm. see? But I've seen that. I know what you mean by swale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my understanding of what the term swale means.
Is there another term that you've ever heard starts also with S? I never heard in the East term slough.
Yeah.
What is a slough?
I think a slough might be a little bigger area,
mm-hmm.
and maybe more water mm-hmm. than a swampy or area or a swale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure,
mm-hmm.
but. Since you're asking me what I think the difference is, that's all I can tell you,
mm-hmm.
see? Now, I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm. But these would be local terms, you think?
None of those were used around here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, that makes sense. I noticed when we crossed the Wabash River down here, that around the river there's a sort of, what do you call the area right around the river?
The what?
The area right around the river where you've got a lot of vegetation.
Well, what we call that the bottom land.
Mm-hmm. But maybe the area where you can't plant around the right next to the river would be the.